Yeah, and only a few seconds left to go, I would imagine. Indeed, there goes the full-time whistle. And it's the Derry City supporters way over on the far side who celebrate another North West Derby victory for their team. Ollie Horgan shakes the hand of his counterpart, Rory Higgins, who will be deep down, Declan, he'll be delighted that his team have managed to come from behind and take all 3 points. A big, big win for Derry City, who for long periods in this game were a bit flat, Declan, after their exploits during the week, but they were really good in the second half, got on the ball an awful lot, dominated possession, changed their system as well, and it worked to a tee, and they got those goals later on. First of all, through their substitute, Graydon, the equaliser on 79 minutes, and then that winning goal from another of their substitutes, James Akintunde, into injury time, a headed goal at the back post, heading in Patching's perfectly flighted free kick, and it's Derry City who take all 3 points.
Yeah, big 3 points for them, and as I said, it pushes them, leapfrogs them over Dundalk and into second place in the league. And they went through a sticky patch there back 4 or 5 weeks ago, and they've come through that, and they've won a couple of games now in the bounce away to UCD, away here obviously from Park, two massive games. And it was always a tricky match for them because of the fact that they're travelling away to Latvia, and they played Riga in the Europa League, and to come back and travelling all day can be difficult. But their reaction was very good. First half their performance wasn't that good, second half they upped the ante a wee bit, they upped the tempo, they made really positive substitutions. The substitutions they did make had an impact in the game, and that's, as a manager, that's all you want to do. And they end up, they huffed and puffed, but they got over the line, and they got two goals and 3 big points to them, and that's crucial for them. It's disappointing for Harps, who defended well for large periods in the game, didn't offer enough going forward for me. Got to start controlling games, got to start winning games, might as well push us a wee bit further up the pitch. But something's got to give here in regards to the performance. It's just not good enough.
Yeah, didn't offer too much coming forward, Declan, apart from set pieces, as you say. And that's all too predictable, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, we defended for large periods, but when you're under constant pressure all the time, it's very, very difficult to stay, you know, for them, especially the quality of Derry, so they have just, you know, just to defend it and defend it and keep defending it. And eventually something gave, and they ended up scoring two, and we just didn't defend the set play for the last one, and probably should have defended a lot better. And it was funny, once we won a goal, once we won each, we ended up having more possession and playing more football in Derry's half. And, you know, we shouldn't have to go 1-1 to have that initiative to go forward and try to pass that ball and keep the ball. But it's Derry's day. They're out there celebrating with their supporters. They're delighted with 3 points, and it's a big match for them. Disappointing now for Harps. They've got to regroup, and it's a big, big one as well for UCD up in Sligo Rovers. A 2-0 victory, and that gives them real momentum going forward as well. And, you know, we're level with UCD, so a lot of games to play for, a lot of football still left to go, but we need to start winning games quickly and scoring goals.
Yep, next up for Derry City then, a home game against Sligo Rovers on Friday night. Then they are at home again the following weekend against Oliver Bond in the FAI Cup. For Harps, well, they must go to Dundalk on Friday night. That's another real test for Ollie Horgan's side. They don't get any easier, do they? And then they are in action the following weekend in the FAI Cup as well. They also have home advantage against fellow Premier Division side Bose. But Declan, we had new faces in there tonight. Our first opportunity to see Rob Jones in action here in Balbuffet. And of course, there was the debut for Harry Nicholson as well. He did well, didn't he, at centre half? Yeah. But listen, ultimately, it's ended in another disappointing defeat for Harps. And you just wonder, Declan, where they're going to find this win.
Yeah, it's very difficult. You know, I mean, it's really important that we get Eric McWoods back. And that, you know, Rob Jones is up there by himself. He's a big man. He knocks things on. But if you're going to have him up there, you're going to have somebody that has a bit of pace that can play off him. And Eric Woods would be a really good partnership for me with him. And we need to get him fit and back playing, because he's a real threat for me. And we get the best of them. Interesting, you know, you're looking at Dundalk away, obviously the cup match, and then we've got Drogheda at home, big game, UCD away. That's a massive game now, and obviously we're home to Sligo Rovers as well, and away to St Pat's. So the Drogheda game at home and UCD away, and they're two massive games, and we need to be picking points up there, because if UCD now pick up anything else, or they beat us up there, they're ahead of us, and that's going to make our task a lot harder.
Okay, well, it's been a good game. It was a really enjoyable Northwest Derby, but in the end, it's Derry City who go home happy after coming from behind to take all 3 points. James Akintunde, their match winner, a headed goal deep in injury time at the end of this game. There was 7 minutes of injury time, and that was more than enough time for Derry City to find a winner after they had drawn level through their substitute Graydon. Remember, Harps had gone in front back on the half hour mark through Rob Jones, his first goal since his arrival here at Balbuffet. So it's all over. My thanks to Declan Boyle on co-commentary here this evening, and thanks to Joe back in studio. From myself, Jeremy Doherty, it's finished here at Finn Park. Finn Harps 1, Derry City 2.